Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. So while Joab had the city under siege, he put Uriah at a place where he knew the strongest defenders were. When the men of the city came out and fought against Joab, some of the men in David's army fell. Moreover, Uriah the Hittite died. When David saw Bathsheba bathing on the roof and lusted for her, there is no way he could have known that it would end up with the murder of one of his best fighting men, Uriah. And yet, that's exactly where the path of sin led David. Sin is like a bunch of firecrackers tied together. David lit the fuse with a lustful look. But the sin didn't end there. Adultery, lies, drunkenness, conspiracy, manipulation, murder. Each sin exploding bigger and louder than the last. Not only that, but David roped many others into his sins as well. From the messengers sent to bring Bathsheba to him, to the commander of his army, Joab. Even the army's enemies served as David's hitmen. It's safe to say that David didn't intend to plunge headlong into such recklessly self-destructive behavior. But once the fuse was lit, David couldn't find the courage to put it out. One of the temptations of sin is that it will be one and done. Just one lustful look, just one click, just one message, just one lie, just one sin. But sin is rarely ever just one and done. It's more like lighting the fuse of a chain of firecrackers. One sin sets off a chain reaction of sins, and the more we sin, the more consequences and the more people get dragged into it. Those sins deserve punishment. David deserved to die for his sins. But the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Romans, "Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Instead of punishing us, God punished his Son in our place. And instead of leaving our sins chained to us, Jesus freed us from sin so that we can live the holy life to which he calls us. Jesus' promises of love and forgiveness give us the strength to stomp out the lit fuse of sin." Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me and for forgiving me. Help me to take sin seriously and to not fall into temptation. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.